morning, everyone. Please greet the person beside you and congratulate them for a new home here. Let's give God a big hand for what He's doing. You know, Pastor Lee J was recounting, and we start a new series called Even in the Impossible. Sobrang impossible for us to even be here. When April, they told us we don't have a place by June, we were scrambling, Lord, where do you want to put us? We don't know how it's going to be. There was no solution at hand. All we could do, and the only thing actually the pastors decided was, I think we have to pray and fast. So we prayed and fasted. I think the Lord is teaching us something very crucial in life. If you want to believe God for the impossible things in life, are you willing to pay the price to seek the Lord and surrender and say, God, let this be your problem, and Lord, you find the solution, we'll just follow where the door opens. And here we are today, to cut the long story short, we've seen God move in the past 6 months. We've added hundreds of new people in our church, and now we have room more for growth. I don't know if you guys visited our kids' church room. Yung mga kids natin doon, nagkakagulo kasi daming space. What will I do? Na parang, right? So really, so exciting to see God move. And there are many things that I believe God has in store for us. And as what we said early this year, I pray that the life of the church and how God is moving in this church, you will have a reflection of that and say, I want that kind of the move of God even in my own life. If God can do the impossible for our local church, for our home church, I believe He can do it even with our lives. So why won't we take this time just to pray, just a prayer of thanksgiving, and dedicate our church and even your lives to the Lord this morning. Let's bow down our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we enter into sacred space as we honor and give thanks to you, our God and our King. Lord, we know that you are the God of the impossibilities. Lord, that there are many things on a human level seems impossible. We are limited, yet there is a God who is limitless. So, Father, we come to you. We come to the throne of grace with confidence, and we thank you for how you're moving. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that the same move you're doing in our church, you will do in our own lives. Whether it be in our spiritual growth, in our business, in our careers, in our families, in our marriages, let life flow. Let life, Lord, just abound in everything that we do, in every relationships that we have. Lord, we thank you for showing us, Lord, every week, not just through the messages, but through the things that are happening, that there's a God who moves. There's a God who's moving behind the scenes and making things work. Lord, we declare your word that all things work out for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Let that be the story of our lives. And Lord, even as we study your word today, teach us to be like Christ. Form Christ in us. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, amen, amen. All right. Grabe. Just to come here, really, very surreal, no? To be part of this family and what God is doing. And we believe that God has great things in store for us, even with the word today. If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn it to Luke chapter 5. Parang nagugulan ako, Pastor DJ, kung saan ako titingin. No? Kasi if I look here, it's just three rows. Di ba? Parang, okay, so I'll just do. Okay. All right, so, okay, Luke chapter 5. Okay. Before we jump there, last week we talked about the power of purpose, how when we find our purpose, there's going to be, when you look for your purpose, there will be a practice that we have to do of seeking the Lord in silence, in solitude, and then the power comes. The miracles of God would come in our midst. I feel like this is a framework that works really wonders for many. When we understand the purposes of God for our lives, and with that purpose, I need to practice now certain spiritual disciplines so power is unleashed in our lives. We talked about how the church was built for a purpose. We are here to honor God and make disciples. We're not here for a bigger space. We are here to disciple the city. And if we're very clear with what the church really is, not for you just to attend on a Sunday, this is not club membership, but us really being a church for the city where we honor God in everything that we do and we make disciples. We don't want to attract crowds. We want people who will follow Jesus. So today we look at Luke chapter 5. That was Luke chapter 4. Today we look at Luke chapter 5. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. So people were crowding in because they saw this Jesus, the same Jesus who was on the other town and says, I have to move for God's purpose. When he went there, news spread, word of mouth. Everybody was coming. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Okay. Just a side note out of this, if you've been to Israel, ang galing ni Lord. He was so resourceful because the people were crowding in, and the only way to speak, they had no sound systems, no mic, was to go into a boat and go a little further and let the wind help him so that thousands could hear the message. Jesus showed his simplicity and resourcefulness. Now, something that I think we all need to learn as Victory Makati, right? I think this is simplicity and resourcefulness. Alam ko, parang mukhang upgrade to, no? But we're actually saving more from our move here than when what we had in the past. Jesus was telling us, even in the simple things, it can do great wonders in the hands of God. This boat was used by God so that the message could be preached. Very resourceful, ni Lord. He didn't say, oh, okay, now let's rent a sound system. How much? No, he used the boat. He used natural resources like the wind to preach the message. Then Luke chapter verse 4, it says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Peter, that's Peter, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets now. So he was speaking. Hundreds or even thousands were listening. And he was on the boat. And when he was done, he dismissed everyone. See you in the lobby for coffee. But before that, Peter, by the way, time to go to work. Peter, can you put the net on the other side? Simon Peter, Lord, with all due respect, I'm a fisherman. You're a carpenter. We've toiled all night. There's no fish today. Not a good time to fish. But because you said, okay, I'll do it. Okay. Now, here was an encounter that Peter had with Jesus. When you fish with Jesus, the rules change. It will change because you're now with the master and the master told you, do this. Doesn't make sense, but you do it. Ah, Peter, Lord, useless though. It's like, but because she said so. Fishing. My father's here. I saw my father here. That's my dad. Papa, tayo ka muna para yan. Yeah, let's give a hand to my dad, who's here. All right. I grew up doing business with my dad. His name is Jesus, okay? I did a lot of business with Jesus. He earns a lot, I don't, okay? For some unknown reason, okay, business with Jesus was very fun. Hindi ko alam bakit sa mga filchay, mababa ang sweldo ng mga anak. Okay? But, when I started doing business with him, there was a call in my life to become a pastor. Which meant I was going to leave a very lucrative family business with low salary, but very lucrative, if you get it after. And you know, and just believe that God will see Lord na pahala. This was, but I wanted to be a pastor. When my parents heard about it, especially my mom, ito na mami ko, nag-sales, saleswoman si mami. Sabi, nako anak, don't enter ministry. You had nothing to eat when you become a pastor. Di ba? Nothing will happen to you. Why don't you do business and then you do ministry? Just like some pastors that we know. Makes a lot of sense, right? Humanly speaking, this makes a lot of sense. Right? Sabi pa ng nanay ko, pag nandito ka sa family business, it's like riding an airplane. Grabe mang hype nanay ko, no? Okay. It's gonna be a good life. And then do whatever ministry you want. Right? But there was such a great call of God in my heart. I know I can't do two things at the same time. One will suffer. And I felt like this was such a big call to even not think about and wrestle with. So from the lucrative business in Divisoria, I decided to go full-time. But God was teaching me something very important that I believe I need to remind myself up until today. I had to learn how to rely on Jesus Christ, not Jesus. Okay. Not earthly Jesus, okay? You know why? Earthly Jesus, though he's rich, is very limited. Sorry pa, pero mamaya, lunch tayo, okay? Libre mo ulit, okay? Humans are very limited. If I operate on human wisdom alone, it might get me somewhere, but it's going to limit me. But if I obey God, even if it doesn't make sense, it can go a place where I couldn't even dream or imagine. This was hard. Why? Because if I know pag dumikit ako sa tatay ko, hindi na ako pastor. Pero lilibre ko si Ferdy palagi. Could have been a better life. But the calling of God is strong, which means God will provide in some other ways. And he will supernaturally provide. But it's a hard thing, and I had to wrestle with that. Hirap. Lalo na pag nakikita mo mga classmates mo. You see all your classmates. Uy, owner of like this, owner of like that, owner of like this. Yeah. Hindi ko naman sabihin, owner ako ng big three. No? I'm not. I could get reassigned from Green Hills down in Makati. Right? I don't own it. I follow and obey God. It's a different line. But whether you're in pastoral ministry, you're in business, or in your career, we're all the same. There are things God will tell you to do, the specific calling and assignment that God has for your life. Are you willing to obey, even when it doesn't make a lot of sense? Peter was saying, Lord, sa tagal ko na, I've been in business for a long time. What you're saying to me will not make sense. But at your word, I will let down the nets. But because you say so, Lord, I will let down the nets. When we were in Primea, and April tayo kinausap, no? We might end contract. The first reaction was, this is oppression from the enemy. Lord, we rebuke whatever words, whatever spiritual attack, because they want us out of Primea. It's so nice. Everything's good. Now, you look at it, cast out tayo. Gusto pala tayo ni Lord dito. It wasn't warfare. It was the Lord what? Saying, cast down the nets. But Lord, doesn't make sense. 6 months, move again. So unstable, chaotic. People are just coming in. We move again. Lord, it doesn't make sense. How will the church grow? The momentum? What will happen? The Lord doesn't make sense. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Who can fathom God? Can't. But we see here now this makes sense. Today, it made sense. 2 weeks ago, it didn't make sense. Last week, it didn't make sense. But at your word, I will let down the nets. Whose words carry more weight in your life? Your parents? God? Authority? Influencers? The world? Who carries more weight in your life? When God blesses you and tells you, give away all that money, oh Lord, doesn't make sense. If God tells you to do something and you know it might hit you and there will be sacrifices that you need to make, will you obey? Whose words carry more weight in your life? Now, that's something you wrestle with. The whispers of God for each and every one of us are different. What could be for me might be different for you. And I know God is whispering something in your life. But sometimes we hold on to it. Why? Because Jesus, come on, you don't know crypto. You don't know investments. You don't know the new things. You don't know how to run things, Lord. I know. Na ChatGPT ko na to. I know this, Lord. I'm in control. But the Lord is saying, no. Cast down the net. At your word, I will obey. Isn't that a hard thing? Even for Peter, sayang sa oras, but at your word, I will obey. And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled the boat so that they began to sink. So the crowds were there, about to leave. Peter, put, Lord, okay, you said. And then fish were coming. Oh, we need help. Help. Sigaw si Peter, help. Not sa klolo, it's too long. Help, help. Right? It's about to sink. The next verse, but when Simon Peter saw it, after the catch, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so were also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Can you show the next picture? It's like this. There was no fish. No fish. Lord says, cast down your net. Imagine this number of fish. Out of the blue. Nag-usap sa, let's go there. May sail. Imagine the fish talking to each other. The school of fish. Let's go there. At the command of the Lord, this picture. When Simon Peter saw this, what was the reaction? Lord. Depart, Lord, lumayo ka sa akin. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Now, I want us to pause. I want you to be in the shoes of Peter. I want you to close your eyes. Okay. Audience participation, please. Really want to close your eyes and want you to imagine you're Peter. And you saw this happen. Play it in your brain. Fish coming. Too many of them. The boat sinking. And you ran to Jesus. And I want you to see his face. And I want you to put yourself in the place of Peter with you saying, depart from me, Lord. I am a sinner. When the blessings of God, when the blessings of God overflow in your life, what is your response? To open your eyes. Different things. This text hits me because you've been blessed, but the response is different. It's not ang galing ko. Nag-pray kasi ako. Ganda ng connection ko. When a miracle was happening, Peter's face was crying because in his heart of hearts, he knew, I'm not worthy of this miracle. Why are you doing this? He knew his source. He knew he didn't work hard for this. He knew it was the favor of God, the miracle of God, to even have an inkling, it's you. Then you don't understand God's grace. Peter said, I'm unworthy. I'm sinful. Lord, you give me this miracle. May habang ako, Lord. Ah. Lord, I may fail you. Can you not do this, Lord? Depart from me, Lord. But what I wrestled with in this text was verse 10 and 11. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. Huwag kang matakot. Alam kong mayabang ka. I know you're rebellious. I know you're a sinner. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left what? Everything. And followed him. Sabi ko, minsan lang ako umiyak sa sermon prep ko. Actually, hindi dito. Kinokontrol ko nga dito. I was reading the text. The first thing that came was, oh, ano, Lord? Grabe. Who is good? Who is righteous? But then God blesses us. Miracles. Grabe miracles nila. Sometimes you would think, Lord, grabe ka naman. Sobra. Sige pa, Lord. But then you see, wala na, the skills and the talent that you've given me is not even enough to even achieve certain things that I've accomplished in life. Who are you, God? Why are you doing? Why are you so good? Pwede layo ka na lang, Lord. Di kaya. Jesus then tells him, don't be afraid. Let's partner. Yeah, the more I cried. Sure ka, Lord. Sure ka magpa-partner ka with us? Yeah. We'll catch men. A bigger mission. Not make more money. It's catch men. Sorry, allergy lang. You know what happened to Peter, right? Denied the Lord 3 times. How did it end? Peter, do you love me? Si Peter, ito na naman tayo, Lord. Sabi ko nga, lumayo ka eh. But the Lord was saying, no, no, no. I will restore you. The first encounter of Peter with Jesus was his sinfulness, yet he invited him to a partnership. Let's go. Let's catch, man. First, that made Peter sign the contract, yes, I will follow you and I'll leave everything. Did he learn after 3 years? No. Dami niyang mali. Too many to mention. And in the end, deny your best friend. Last encounter. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, Lord. Tend my sheep. Tend the flock. Do you love me, Peter? Ang sabi, third time ni Peter, Lord, you know I love you. He says, feed my sheep. If you look at that, that's our life. We're so like Peter. Sobra. But who never changes? God. Overwhelming talaga si Lord. I can't explain. I just know I made the right decision to follow Christ. Leave show business. And say, God, where you lead doesn't make sense. It casts down the nets. If you like your life to be marked by miracles, there's something, a process you have to go through. And this process is not easy. It's what Peter went through. Trials, challenges, betrayals. And sabi ni Lord, don't be afraid. I know. Do you think God does not know that when we enter into a relationship with Him, we will fail Him many times? It's like marriage, right? Alam mo naman eh. Tatampo yan sa'yo one day. Mag-boyfriend, girlfriend ngayon. Mag-aaway din kayo. Kaya nga kami may trabaho eh. To counsel you guys. It's the same way with Christ. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I don't know, hindi ko natapos yung sermon prep ko eh. Kasi hindi ko na kaya. Say ko, Lord, bahala na. But I think, even in the impossible, the partnership, you know already who you are. You know your position. You know what you're capable of sinning, of rebelling. Yet Christ extends. I think this is the whole story of the Bible. From Noah, the blessing, Abraham, Moses, Joseph, all these imperfect people. And I think the message is saying, huwag kang takot, don't be afraid. Partner with me. Parang lugi si Lord sa lahat ng partnership niya, no? Hindi talaga siya negosyante. But He transformed the world with that. I think that's the spirit of what a Christian should be, to understand. Hey. Okay. Hindi ako naiyak dahil lumipat tayo. Ah. Hey, Lord, You're so good. Can we bow down our heads and pray? A broken spirit, a contrite heart, you will not despise, God. You break us to make us whole. Yet you break us with your love and your healing, your miracles, your signs and wonders. Lord, when we look at how we live our lives, even at our best effort, we could never reach the standard of holiness, of purity, of that you require of us. Yet you tell us, do not be afraid. Let's partner together. I don't know where you are in your life. Maybe you're in your darkest time, or maybe you are just like Peter. The biggest catch, if the response was the same, brokenness before God. I want you to take this time to pray. Pray that God will break you. If you know you live in pride, pray that God will break you. If you live in success, let God break you. Spirit, do your work upon each and every person in this room. Break us, God. Lord, we surrender our lives to you, God. I want us to end by you looking at the face of Jesus, just like Peter. I want you to look at his face. I want you to imagine the face of Christ. And I want you to hear the words, "Do not be afraid. Today, I will make you fishers of men and women." And I want you to see the hands of Jesus inviting you to a partnership. If you're saying, "Lord, I want to partner with you," can you pray right now, just on your own? I want you to see yourself sealing that deal with a handshake and say, "God, I will leave everything and follow you."